This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio Network. Newsmax TV in hours 2 and 3 today. Joe Pags, who precedes me at Newsmax TV, taking a couple of days off, and I'm grabbing his hour on national TV at both 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock East Coast time, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock West Coast time. So if you're listening to me, you can catch me. Move on over to TV and catch me. Both hour number 2 and hour number 3, channel 349, DirecTV, channel 216 Dish, and many cable systems all over the great United States of America. All right, some of the news over the weekend that you may have missed. Republicans finally got a little bit of good news. We officially won the Florida Senate seat with Rick Scott, the Florida governor seat with Ron DeSantis. We officially won the Georgia governorship with Brian Kemp. We beat back some real radical socialist nutcases. Not necessarily Nelson, the Democratic senator, but Gilliam and Stacey Abrams, the two governor candidates, gubernatorial candidates, in Florida and Georgia, such socialist nutcases, radical commies. And we beat them back. Thank God for little good news. It wasn't that bad on election night, but it turned out much worse since then. Democrats stole, I believe it's 18 or 19 House seats, 2 Senate seats. Could have been so much better. I mean, they would have controlled the House by just a vote or two, and they would have lost 4, 5, or even 6 Senate seats. But they committed so many shenanigans. I mean, it's just, you know, and again, liberals keep saying Wayne Root's wrong, or Wayne Root's in denial, or Wayne Root is a liar. Really, I'm an odds maker. My entire life is numbers and predictions. It isn't possible that 22 seats, 18 in the House, 2 in the Senate, Republicans were leading on election night and lost all 22 in the following week. And ballots just showed up. And they overcame the exact lead they need to overcome. It's not possible. It is not possible. In any case, Rick Scott was a winner. Ron DeSantis a winner. And Brian Kemp, a gubernatorial candidate, now the governor of Georgia, winner. Other breaking news at the moment, by the way, shots fired at a Mercy Hospital campus in Chicago. One victim shot multiple times in the parking lot. Chicago police officer critically wounded. There could be other victims. Hospital on lockdown. The other big news of the day is really about the caravan and the border. The DHS, Department of Homeland Security, shut down the San Ysidro port after reports of border rush by caravan migrants. Homeland Security officials shut down all northbound lanes, meaning into the United States, at the San Ysidro port of entry early Friday morning after receiving reports that caravan migrants were planning to rush the border and cross illegally. Good job, President Trump and Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen. Port operations were suspended for just over 3 hours. While border authorities, supported by military personnel deployed to the area, carried out hardening efforts at the facility, this AM, all of San Ysidro Port of Entry's northbound lanes are temporarily closed to initiate additional port hardening efforts after officials were notified a large number of caravan migrants were planning to rush the border in an attempt to gain illegal access to the U.S., wrote DHS Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen. The closure at San Ysidro, one of the world's busiest land border crossings, began at 3:15 a.m. Monday, lifted at 6:25 a.m. When northbound traffic resumed, port authorities were operating 15 entry lanes, down from 23 before the suspension. In a statement released Monday morning, Customs and Border Protection said impediments had been placed in some of the entry lanes to prevent a large group of people from running through. U.S. officials estimate 6,000 people waiting in Tijuana just south of Sandy Citro to apply for asylum at the port. As many as 4,000 of those are Central American migrants who have arrived as part of a caravan in recent weeks. And this article sheds some light on who these people are. A migrant caravan at the U.S. border is harboring more than 500 criminals, says Homeland Security. U.S. Customs and Border Protection closed lanes to add port hardening materials as 3,000 migrants from the caravan arrived in Tijuana, Mexico. More than 500 criminals are traveling with this migrant caravan masked on the other side of the San Diego border crossing. The revelation was made during a conference call with reporters, with officials asserting that most of the caravan members are not women and children. They claim the group is mostly made up of single adult or teen males, and that the women and children have been pushed to the front of the line in a bid to garner sympathetic media coverage. All legal options are on the table. We've been negotiating with all of our partners in Central America with ways to deal with the caravan, one official said about the reports that the U.S. government is planning to make asylum seekers remain on the Mexican side of the border while their claims are being reviewed. Good stuff. Good stuff. Listen to what ingrates these people are. Lenin Herrera Batres, a 20-year-old who left Honduras with his wife and 2-year-old son. Just what we need in America. Starving, unskilled people, no education, no skills of any kind, mouth open, hands open, want to be taken care of for the rest of their lives. And he says, quote, "We have to wait for how long? We don't have the money to stay here for 1 month or 2 months." Oh, okay. You know what I say to that? Go back and don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out, my friend. Another migrant, 24-year-old Jose Adan Nunez, told the newspaper, "If I die on the way, at least I'll have fought for something after spending days in a shelter in Tijuana." Whew. Isn't that amazing? I haven't even gotten to the real proof of ingrate. Here it is. Migrant complains about free food she's been given by Mexico and calls it pig food. 6,000 Central American migrants have encamped in Tijuana, Mexico, waiting to enter the U.S. legally or illegally. President Donald Trump, who made the migrant caravan a critical part of the 2018 midterms messaging for the GOP, has hardened the southern border with armed soldiers and razor wire. Deutsche Welle's Spanish language channel, DW Espanol, traveled to Tijuana in order to interview the migrants living in camps. A reporter asked one of the migrants how the living conditions were in the camp. The woman complained about the food she'd been given in the camp, calling it food for pigs and saying she would die of hunger if she did not eat it. "The truth is the food they're handing out here is horrible," the woman complained while holding up the food platter. "Look at what they're giving us, refried beans, as if they were feeding the pigs." It's unbelievable. Can you imagine the nerve? Listen, I'm going to defend Mexico. You have no right to be in Mexico. The Mexican government should tell you to get lost and stuff you back on the other side of the border. You don't have any right to be there. And you don't have any right to come to the United States. And we don't want you. We can't afford you. We don't want to take care of you for the rest of your life. But I'm on Mexico's side. Mexico shouldn't be feeding you. Tell them all to go back. Give them a choice. Stand here and starve to death. Or here's all the food you need. Go back to Central America. Go back to Honduras. Go back to El Salvador. Go back to Guatemala. Go back to wherever you came. We don't have any responsibility to let you into our country. Mexico's a poor country. Dirt poor. Third world country. You know what Trump said about them? They're a crap hole. They can't afford to take care of all the people who come from even worse crap holes. Of course the whole world wants to come to America. Everybody in the entire world wants to come to America. And we cannot let them in. Well, there's no food for your kids and mine. There's no jobs for you or me. And the country becomes a crap hole, just like the countries they're coming from. An overpopulated, disgusting, smelly, disease-ridden crap hole. And we don't want it. And you know what? You think you won the midterms? All you did was cheat and lie and steal. You didn't win anything. You got millions of illegals who want our nation to be a crap hole, as long as they keep getting their welfare and their food stamps to vote illegally. That's how you won the midterms. You didn't win with real Americans. Tijuana residents now calling the migrant mob an invasion. "We told you last week some Tijuana residents weren't all that happy to see the migrant mob from Honduras arriving at the border where they live. Well, as a few more days have gone by, the patience of the residents of Tijuana has grown more thin. They're protesting the migrants, even calling them invaders." Here's more from the Daily Caller. "Hundreds of angry residents took to the streets of downtown Tijuana on Sunday to protest the caravan of Central American migrants that's been streaming into the city." Oh, man, they must be Republican conservatives in Mexico. carrying the Mexican flags and singing the national anthem, the demonstrators marched to a sports complex where 2,000 of the migrants are believed to be housed. There, held back by a wall of riot police, they denounced the migrants as criminals and freeloaders who are openly flouting Mexican law. "This is an invasion," shouted local carpenter Luis Alexis Mendoza. "Hey, Luis, welcome to my world, baby. We don't want any of you in America. You, Luis, should stay in Mexico, and all the rest of the migrants should stay in Honduras or wherever else they came from. We don't want you here." The Mexicans are demanding respect. We demand respect. We demand our laws be followed. This is hilarious. Tijuana is a city of immigrants, but we don't want them in this way, Tijuana Mayor Juan Manuel Gastelum said in an interview. "It was different with the Haitians. They carried papers. They were in order. It wasn't a horde. Pardon the expression." Wow, this guy sounds just like Trump, doesn't he? The mayor of Tijuana. Isn't that exactly what Trump's saying? Isn't that exactly what I'm saying? Isn't that exactly what every Republican is saying? Interestingly, Tijuana is begging Mexican officials to do something about this horde. The same Mexican officials that let them through the border in the first place. And coming up next, you elected these wonderful Democrats. Democrats moving to lift 180-year-old restriction on religious headgear for the new Muslim members. They elected two Muslim women, and they want to wear their hijabs on the floor of the United States House, the United States Congress. Folks, you let them in. Not the people listening to my show, but in general, America allowed this to happen. This isn't America. This is a joke. Kirsten Powers on Fox News today. Supporting Donald Trump makes you racist. We'll get into that. And a study finds financial journalists are just as liberal as the rest of the media. Ooh, who didn't know that? I could have told you sports media is just as liberal as the rest of the media. I was the lead anchorman, sports anchorman, at CNBC when they did sports in the late 1980s, early 90s. And they were all a bunch of commies there. And at CNBC, they were all a bunch of commies. All the same. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Make Kohl's Black Friday your first stop with incredible Black Friday doorbusters. Stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. or shop online all day Thursday. Plus, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Get the Xbox One S, $199.99. Amazon Echo Dot, $24. Google Home Hub, $99. And the Fitbit Charge 3, $119.99. Kohl's Black Friday. Don't miss it. Select styles valid while supplies last or until 1 p.m. Friday. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
War now!
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, my friend Cliff Lawrence always sends me these fantastic jokes. He sells them to the late night comics on television, and he provides them free to our show because he loves the Wayne Allen Root Show. He says President Trump will pardon the National Thanksgiving Turkey as part of a new tradition before granting the pardon. The president will insult the turkey and give it a degrading nickname. Broward County Election Supervisor Brenda Snipes unveiled her plan to reduce election fraud. She's resigning. The Northeast is bracing for the coldest Thanksgiving on record. To give you an idea how cold it is, even fresh turkeys are frozen. According to a new survey, one-third of Americans will actively avoid political conversations on Thanksgiving. The other two-thirds will bring pepper spray. All right, Cliff Lawrence with some funnies for today, just 3 days or so before Thanksgiving. This is Wayne Allen Root, War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show on USA Radio. Hour number three is Newsmax TV. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist, evangelist, American-made, and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass-kicker, not an ass-kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, founded and operated by the great Edward Stoltz, who gave me my first shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. U.S. Gold Bureau is owned by the same company that operates the Texas Bullion Depository, meaning they've been chosen by the state of Texas to run the Fort Knox of Texas. So you know you could trust them. The state of Texas trusts them. You can trust them. U.S. Gold Bureau helps hundreds of thousands of investors each year to learn about, buy, and sell precious metals. They get my highest rating. Wayne Allyn Root trusts them. Wayne Allyn Root says they have integrity. Wayne Allyn Root says they have credibility. Matter of fact, one single person who contacted them, one, out of all the hundreds and hundreds of people, I won't say thousands, I'll guess hundreds and hundreds who have contacted them because of this national radio and national TV show. They sponsor both. Out of hundreds and hundreds of customers, one complained to me that they didn't get what they wanted on time. And I thought, all right, so I'll forward it to my guys at U.S. Gold Bureau. And they came back and they told me why she complained, because she ordered a specific item and the company that makes it went out of business. Literally, that week went out of business, and it was just a backload, and they couldn't get it to her on time, but instead they got her something else quickly, and she just sent me a thank you note the other day and said, how wonderful to have customer service like this, and Wayne Root helps. So I'm always here to help you make things right. But they're a great company, U.S. Gold Bureau. And they've teamed up with me to create the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. I don't make any money on it. There's no conflict of interest. I don't make a penny. They just gave it that name. What a great honor. And you can call them and find out about the Wayne Root Investor Starter Package. Call U.S. Gold Bureau at 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653, or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. This is a caller-friendly show, perhaps the most caller-friendly show in America. Certainly on TV it is. What other TV show takes as many calls as me? Nobody. I got to do the math. You know, some weeks I take, like, you know, 10 calls on the air, and some weeks I take only two. But I'll bet every single show on Newsmax, every single show I do, I'll bet I average 5 to 10. You know, so let's say an average of 7 callers I take. 7 callers per show. And let's see. I would say I've been on the air with Newsmax for about a year and a half, so that's about 75 weeks. Somewhere in that neighborhood, roughly 75 weeks. So let's multiply 75 weeks times 5 shows a week is 375 shows. Multiply that times 7 calls a show. And I've taken over 2,600 calls on the air, just on TV, not radio. Just on TV, I've taken over 2,600 calls. There's no other show in America that does that. You can get through to us at 833-WAR-TALK, toll-free anywhere in the United States. 833-WAR-TALK, numerically 833-927-8255. All right, some important stories in the news. California's typhus surge is linked to fleas, feces, and bad economic policies. I mean, this is what you just elected, folks. You elected, you know, pond scum. The Democratic Party is pond scum. Feces and fleas and bad economic policies, meaning rape successful people and redistribute the money to losers and homeless bums and drug addicts and felons and welfare addicts and illegal aliens. Voter fraud. Orange County numbers don't add up. Democrats had 300,000 more votes for congressional seats than they did for governor. How's that possible? How's it possible that in 2 years they flipped Orange County from almost completely red to all blue? Not almost all blue, all blue. Every congressperson in all of Orange County is now blue. In 2 years they did that. You explain that. Voter fraud. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 seats. 6 congressional seats, all Democrat, in Orange County that was once the cradle of conservatism in the United States of America. You explain how it was done. Wayne Root says voter fraud. Quote me.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
War now.
You have- USA Radio News.
The Pentagon is set to begin a drawdown of its 5,800 troops from the southwest border. That's at least according to Army Lieutenant General Jeffrey Buchanan, who is running the mission in San Antonio, Texas. Buchanan expects all the active duty troops that were ordered to the border to be home before Christmas. Meanwhile, tensions are running high in Tijuana, Mexico, as a group of residents clash with the migrants who are camped out by the U.S. border. This resident of Tijuana says,
"It feels like they invaded, and that was not the correct way, but I know all of them are not like that."
A Chicago police officer was shot and remains in critical condition after a suspect opened fire at Mercy Hospital on Monday. This woman heard the shooting.
"It was like pow, 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 pow. It was extreme, and it was very loud, and it was close."
That audio courtesy of WBBM-TV in Chicago, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
"Hey, this is Jack from Pennsylvania, and I've been using Calitrin. In 2003, I was in a bad automobile accident. I had herniated discs, pinched nerves in my neck. I had got acute degenerative disc disease. I've got arthritis in my back and arms, and the Calitrin has definitely helped. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week, and my other doctors quite often. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody."
"So I got the Calitrin, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful."
See, Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com. And while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
We'll be right back.
wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio Network. USA Radio Network, as well as Newsmax TV in hour number 3. We'll have our guest here in just a moment on USA Radio. I wanted to mention the sponsor of the show. We always do, My Patriot Supply. We're in a season of change, and that's probably not good. Markets swing hundreds of points in hours. Weather disasters are weekly events in our news headlines. And political unrest and fallout will increase towards 2020. You see the headlines today, Drudge Report, about the economy. Bad headlines about the economy. Wow. I don't know if they're true or not. We'll find out a little bit later in the show. I've got Kip Herridge, my economic guru, on. And he is the man that has been so right, so on the money, Johnny on the spot, since I met him in, I don't know, about 2002, 2003, right at the beginning of the 2000 decade. I met him, and everything he's ever said has come true. He's always on the money. We'll find out what he thinks, but there is definitely economic uncertainty and political unrest and weather disasters and market swings. And through all the, and I believe today was a massive market swing. Let's see. I think if I go to CNBC right now, you'll find that today was at one point down 500 points, just a massive sell-off earlier today. I don't know if that held or not, but I will tell you in just a second. The story today is the Dow Jones down just about 400 points, 395 points, was down 500 intraday. Amazon, Apple, and Facebook all fall dramatically, Tech stocks getting slaughtered. And through all these sudden changes, one thing's a fact. We should be prepared. Our day-to-day lives are likely to be disrupted. You need a plan for food storage and water filtration when emergencies strike. You need protection from disasters. You need survival tools. And get those items at My Patriot Supply. I use them. You should, too. They've helped over a million hardworking Americans become more self-reliant. That means they've had over a million customers. Wow, My Patriot Supply, pretty cool. They sell hundreds of items, including emergency food kits, gravity-powered water filtration systems. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it now so you're prepared. MyPatriotSupply.com. All right, we've got our guest here, Paul Preston, host of the internet radio show Agenda 21 at RedStateTalkRadio.com, president of the New California Campaign. And we want to talk to him about a couple of topics, including the campfire in Northern California. Paul Preston, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good, good. So tell me your thoughts on this disastrous campfire. And by the way, are they different than the fire called Paradise down in Southern California, where I lived for many years, almost 15 years? I lived on the beach and overlooking the beach in Malibu, California. My area, Trancas, was on fire. I don't know if my house survived or not, but it's not mine anymore, so I haven't looked that hard. But I fear that possibly the house I lived in for many, many years was burned to the ground because most of Trancas was on fire, Trancas Canyon. So what are your thoughts on these fires and who's to blame?
Well, the main person to blame right now is Jerry Brown. He's completely, in my opinion, culpable for what's happened here. There's no doubt about it, because over the last 8 years of his reign of terror here in California, and I say that literally, he's created a tyrannical police state almost here in California, as some of you already know. But he has failed to manage the forest properly. He has absolutely taken all the money away from the deforestation efforts. And when I say that, I mean forest management, you know, cleaning up the duff and cleaning up the timber and all that stuff that lays on the forest floor. He has systematically defunded any of those efforts for the California Department of Forest, actually CAL FIRE, as it's known today. So we haven't had any efforts in the grasslands or the chaparral or the forest to get rid of any of the underbrush and build up of biomass that will act as a fuel. And this has gone on in part for the last 30 years with all the radical environmentalists that say you have to let the forest stay without fire and not manage it like we were doing, in the early in the 80s up until the 90s when they really stopped doing it. And of course, when you have a fire, when you have all that biomass buildup after 30, 40 years, which is what you had here up in Butte County, it burns really at a very high rate. But even at that, the forest management, which Jerry Brown, even to add, I guess you would say, fuel to the fire, just recently he actually vetoed a bill that was, this is an incredible statement, but the Assembly and the House the Senate in California, both voted unanimously to pass, which allocated large amounts of money for the process of cleaning up the forest. This was just recently, within the last year. And he vetoed the bill straight up. And so, you know, everybody's wondering, why would you do such a thing? Well, you know, the obvious reason is it certainly makes the fires burn very, very hot and very intensely. And it certainly has a very chilling effect on humanity that might be living in its path. There's no doubt about it.
I'm not sure if it's fate, but at the very moment that you got on the interview with me to talk about how dumb Jerry Brown is, a friend of mine at that moment sent me an email with all the final election results in California, and it's just the most incredible slaughter I've ever seen in my entire life. Democrats won every single race up and down the state by 75%, 77%, 71%.
Right, right.
Republicans got 20% in most of these races. I've never in my life, and that's only in the races where they're in, by the way, Paul Preston. Most of the races, because the top down is a Democrat against a Democrat. But anywhere, so the Republicans didn't make the final cut. But anywhere where there was a Democrat, the Republican is in the range of 20 to 30% of the vote, and the Democrat in the range of 60 to 78% of the vote. I can't even believe how bad California's become. It's a disaster.
Well, that is not reflective of the population at all. The complete voting system in California is corrupt. They use provisional ballots to alter everything. They also use machines that they can fix and the vote with as well. There's a lot of people that are really seriously investigating what is going on. But the rest is to say that there's going to be investigations, because this is clearly the single largest voting scandal in American history in California, and what's going on here. Because I can tell you that with the new California state movement that the conservatives came out and drove all throughout California. It was heavy voting.
And got 20% of the vote.
That's just not true. It's almost laughable. And again, what they did is they just continued to open up the votes, then added provisional ballots as they needed them, each one of the races. That's the way they work it. We've actually caught people in the act of that. We had some verbiage we sent along to the White House, and we sent along to other people in law enforcement at the federal level. Because these are clear civil rights violations, and this is information. This is clearly a pattern that you see that's not reflective of the population, and it's a manipulation of the system. It's like what Lenin said: it's not who votes, it's who counts the votes, and that's what you have here, is a system by which they've corrupted it so badly. So that's why we're forming New California. We know that the system is completely corrupt. From top to bottom, stem to stern. So,
all right, but what are you going to do with this New California? Tell me, how could you ever pass New California if the system is that corrupt and the voting is all, you know, led by a foundation of voter fraud? How are you going to pass New California if they don't want you to pass it?
Well, first of all, there's no vote involved in forming a new state. There is no statewide vote or anything like that. In fact, the reason why Tim Draper... what happened with Tim Draper was he took it to a ballot initiative, and he went out and got a whole bunch of signatures on the initiative and turned it into the Secretary of State. And then it was challenged in court by a radical environmental group of all people turned over to the state Supreme Court. And the state Supreme Court, a very, very extremely liberal group, tossed it out on constitutional grounds, said it was unconstitutional, and it is. So there is no vote that goes on in this process. We work directly with the legislature concerned, which is 80 assembly members and 40 senators, which is really not a big number of people to work with. But more importantly, what's happened, like today's stock market, you know, the FANG stocks, which, by the way, generate the vast majority of tax income and revenue for the state of California, are tanking. And they're the major backbone of California's income tax stream right now. And the reason is they pushed every other business out of California, so there's no tax base in California except Silicon Valley.
Right.
And as a result, they're going to start running out of other people's money here very shortly, and we anticipate at that point in time they're going to be more malleable to negotiate our freedom as New California, because we'll be the only financially viable option for them. And we know that, and many of them know that as well.
So back to the Trump assertion that Jerry Brown and the Democrats and the environmentalists are responsible for what happened. And by the way, I'm the world's biggest Trump supporter, and everybody knows me as that. I'm the Trump guy. I defend him at all times. But once in a while, I criticize him, too. I criticize him because even though I agree with him, and I agree with you that it's Jerry Brown, it's the environmentalists, it's the lack of forest management, it's the lack of clearing brush, it has nothing to do with global warming, it has nothing to do with Donald Trump. The only people to blame are the environmentalists and the liberal wackos. But having said that, I still criticize Trump because I thought it was a gigantic mistake to criticize California in the middle of the fire while people are running for their lives and everybody's hysterical and people are afraid their house is gone, their pets are gone, they're worried about their children and their lives. You know, the time for that is later, not now, not today. Maybe it's a week from now, maybe it's 6 months from now, maybe it's a year from now, but it wasn't during the fire. So I thought Trump should not have said anything during the fire. But you and I both agree that the liberals are responsible for their own problems, yes?
Oh, absolutely. They're responsible for it. We'll talk about the money angle in a minute.
All right, we're going to quick break. When we get back more with Paul Preston, hang on through the break. You hear the music, that means we're going to an ad break because we are capitalists and we got to take care of our sponsors so that everybody who listens to this show gets to listen and continue to listen for free. The sponsors are wonderful people and they sign the front of the check so you don't have to. But when we get back, more with Paul Preston, host of internet radio show Agenda 21 at Red State Talk Radio, president of the new California campaign. We want to find out how he's going to get that passed and we want to talk about Agenda 21 real quick too in the time that we have left. Wayne Allen Root, Warren Allen, website RootForAmerica.com. My email is WayneRoot@gmail.com, and you can find me at Twitter @RealWayneRoot. I don't often recommend books on my show. I'm such a busy guy, I could barely find time to write a book, let alone read one. But if I got a great one to recommend to you, A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. With events ripped from the headlines of the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. This book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between the light and the darkness playing out all around us right now. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller, full of suspense, based upon powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. If you like Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest 5-star endorsement. Wayne Root loves it. This is the first book of a series, and I can hardly wait to read the next book author John Stafford has in store for us. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance, or learn more about this book at prayerofvengeance.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon. And there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allen Root. And this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver. And you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. Order today and will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio has previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late.
War now.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, My Doctor Suggests is the sponsor of this segment of the show. All of you know, if you've been listening for since the beginning, is almost 3 years. I'm a couple months shy of 3 years that I've been on the air, radio and TV combined. And my voice has held out for 3 years. I've never missed a minute on the radio. I've had a couple times where it got close. My voice got a little hoarse, but that's because I do business all day long and talk all day long and then first do a three-hour radio show. And the last hour is a national TV show as well. And I do many radio and TV interviews during the day. My voice has become a workhorse. It used to be my problem area, always hoarse. Now I talk more than I've ever talked, and it's a workhorse. That's where My Doctor Suggests comes in. They have colloidal silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver destroys bacteria, virus, and yeast when it comes in contact with germs. For 2 minutes, it can destroy them. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. I'm living proof. My Doctor Suggests, but Wade Root doesn't suggest. I demand you try these amazing, remarkable lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com. Either way, tell them Wayne Root sent you and get 10% off your first order, 866-660-9868. They tell me the calls are coming in fast and furious from War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Thanks to all of you, good people, and thanks to My Doctor Suggests Colloidal Silver for saving my voice and for also sponsoring my show. Paul Preston is with us, our guest, host of internet radio show Agenda 21 at Red State Talk Radio, president of the New California Campaign. Tell us about Agenda 21, and you got to be quick because you know radio is very fast, Paul, because you're in it, so you know how fast-paced it is. Everybody gets a couple minutes. You have about 5 minutes here to get in both Agenda 21 and New California. So tell the average person out there who doesn't understand Agenda 21, what it's all about and what their objective is.
Well, Agenda 21 was established by the United Nations back in 1992 as a global plan for totalitarians to control every aspect of every person's life on planet, to seize the control and power of all governance, create a one world order, no borders, which is a big key. And it was considered to be what was called soft law. It was basically a proposal, and all other nations would latch onto it. The United States latched onto it in 1992 in October when Nancy Pelosi entered a bill, a House resolution, a House bill designed to create the President's Council on Sustainability. And that's when Bill Clinton became president. You know, he was elected the next month. And then, of course, the rest is history. He started the sustainability process all throughout his presidency, and then it spilled over into George Bush. He was very much involved in it, and, of course, so was George Bush Sr., then naturally Barack Obama. What you're seeing today is the end result of, or the result of Agenda 21, the taking of people off rural land by burning us out, which is what's happened in New California. All these fires are in the borders of New California, I might add. And that goes to the whole root of why we're forming New California, is that New California is trying to fight a Supreme Court decision back in 1964 called Reynolds versus Sims. And in that decision, they did away with the federal model for all states. In other words, the federal model for governance is that every state has two senators and then you have X number of representatives based upon the population. That establishes what we call a Republican form of government, two parties, bicameral legislatures, and they dissolved that for the states. The states were following the federal model. Every county, as an example, had a senator, but they dissolved that and said that senators must represent populations. So what that did is it brought senators into the population fray, and now you have, like in California, you have 120 legislators. They're all just one. They're not senators, really. They just represent people. They don't represent areas or industry or whatever the elements are of each one of the counties. So it's created a dictatorship within the state of California. You have a monoparty system in which there is no Republicans or Democrats, just one party. And then you have a dictator at the top named Jerry Brown. And he's a dictator. There's no question about it. And he's responsible for vetoing all these laws that caused this great fire damage. And plus, you know, as part of that, the chemical alteration of our atmosphere by geoengineering through chemtrails and the like has caused a big problem. That's the big problem with this fire up here. You have almost nearly, the estimate is between 2,000 and 3,000 people that are now missing and suspected to be dead. They have two field hospital mortuaries actually set up by the military in Paradise right now to process bodies. So this is like a big casualty event, a big battle, and it does look like a war zone. I was up there for 2 days. And it is absolutely obliterated, and the temperature, the high temperature by which everything was burned, indicates that there's a great deal of accelerant in the atmosphere and in the area. And you know, you have people that are cremated, that are burned and burned into ash, even their bones. That, you know, even a crematorium can't do that.
Strange stuff. Strange stuff with Paul Preston. He's the president of New California, which we didn't really get to, and I'd still love to hear how and why you think that's going to pass in a state that's gone completely socialist, Marxist, communist, illegal. Paul, we're just out of time, buddy. There's nothing I can do. I'm going straight to Newsmax TV, buddy. I got to run. Paul, I got to run. Right. Thank you, Paul Preston, host of internet radio show Agenda 21. We will see all you back here on Newsmax TV and on USA Radio just around the break. Wade Ellenroot, More Now, USA Radio. Website, RootForAmerica.com. Email, WayneRoot@gmail.com. Twitter, @RealWayneRoot. @RealWayneRoot at Twitter. More Now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.